Festival Course always has stacks of events for children and young people over the course of
Melita's
the month.
Melita's favourite, the children's events.
I love the children's events. I did something really bad in a previous life to go to the children's parade. Anyway, Hilary Cook is one of the people behind the children's events programme, and she came to Radio Reverb, where I began by asking her why it's important to include young people in the festival.
I think it's lovely to get kids involved in seeing things, going to theatre, going to see music, going to see book events, because they're going to grow up and have that love all through their lives, hopefully.
And you see it actually having an impact in terms of a continuing interest in literature. And obviously, I guess you have to get schools involved as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have two schools projects, Adopt an Author, which is sort of quite bespoke, with four authors being adopted by four classes. And they email each other back and forth and then have a lovely party, just that little class and their little private party with their author in the festival. And then we have the big project, which is Young City Reads. And that's run by Collected Works, and they do lots of stuff with schools all the way up to May. And then we have a massive Young City Reads event in the festival, in the Brighton Dome. The author this year, Anjali Q. Ralph, who's written a lovely refugee story called The Boy at the Back of the Class, won the Blue Peter Award for Best Story. So that's a nice bit of news.
That was a bit of foresight for you to get her in.
Well, yes, as Collected Works chose her, and we were just thinking, this is a good book. This is nice. It's her first novel. You know, it's a refugee story, but it's done with such lightness of touch, and it's about friendship and empathy. These kids get like a new boy at the back of the class, and like, he can't speak English. Why isn't he saying anything? What's the matter with him? And they make friends, and it's a really nice story.
So this year, the guest artistic director is Malian musician Rokia Traore, and she does a lot of work with young people as well. Was that part of the thought process, that she is bringing a lot of stories around migration, refugees, the idea of home? So that was a deliberate tie-in with her.
Definitely. I mean, she's a lot about stories and how stories travel. So refugee stories work really well. We've got another author in the young literature section, Nadine Kadan, who's also an illustrator. And she writes picture books, so for a really, really young audience. But the hero of her book Tomorrow is a little boy living in Damascus. So she manages to make these stories accessible. So that really fits in with Rocky's themes about home, about travel, about migrants, but also the way that stories travel, even when the people don't, across the world.
Do you find that the kids get really excited when they get to meet a real-life published author that they've read?
Oh, definitely. You get real little fan girls and boys. I mean, we've got an author called Holly Smale coming, and she's been before, but she's got a whole new set of books called Meet the Valentines, and she has those sort of early teen girl fans, and they just adore her. They just love her. So it's always, but they always have very, very good, very intense questions for her, which
good
is nice.
Them. Good.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Very impressive.
So the Young Literature Stand, maybe better known previously as 26 Letters,
yes,
but
yeah,
the name has changed this
they
year.
Has,
so what,
yeah,
what's the flavour for this year?
The flavour this year, well, we've got some big authors that have never been before. Anthony Horowitz is going to be appearing in the Theatre Royal, and he's going to be interviewed by a local author called Ellie Griffiths. And I've been asking him to come to the festival for about 100 years. And he always goes travelling and does a lot of events abroad. He's a huge author. And this is the first year they actually said, yes, he'd like to do that. I was so thrilled. So that's really nice. He's a big author and he's never been before. And then we've got some other authors who are new to Brighton Festival, quite new to the literature world. Like there's a woman called Sophie Henn, who lives in Lewis, and she's an author illustrator, and she's written some great books. The first one's called Bad Nana, and it is about a little girl and her quite naughty nana, and it's quite women behaving badly, which is always a positive thing, really.
The whole world of children's books has changed dramatically since Enid Blyton, Famous Five,
thank
and the Secret
Lord.
Seven.
Yes.
So they are dealing with a lot of very serious issues now.
Yes, I think so. And even, I think, there's a real skill in bringing big themes to kids, really. I think you can talk to children about anything. It's just how you do it. In fact, one of the events is actually for adults, but it is about, it's called Writing Big Themes for Small People. And it's got four authors on a panel. And they're going to be talking about books that deal with things like grief and loss. Because a lot of people, when, you know, sometimes it'll be children asking about death. What does this mean? Why, you know, where's, or they've lost somebody in their life. And it's quite nice to use picture books and young chapter books for kids to help introduce those subjects if they bring them up or need to talk about something like that.
How do you choose the authors? Do you ever get feedback from parents to say, oh, you know, my child really loves this particular author.
Yes.
Can you get them here?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, years ago, we used to ask the children to say, who would you love to see here? But they did tend to choose quite a lot of dead people. So, like, please, could Roald Dahl come to the festival? So now, yeah, so parents are probably better, and teachers. They have, you know, teachers actually, because we have quite a lot to do with them, with Adopt an Author and Young City Reads, and they'll go, have you heard about this amazing person? And you know, often they've heard of people I haven't heard of at all, so it's lovely to get recommendations.
And are you a little bit of a fangirl yourself? Are you sometimes in awe of some of these authors who come down?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm actually a big illustration fan, so I'm quite a big fan of all the picture book authors, and because some of them are, you know, works of art. There's a, you know, we've got so many talented authors and illustrators that live near here as well, who are coming, so which is a lovely thing. But yes, no, I'm always a big fan of all my authors. Yeah,
so not just literature, loads of entertainment events for young people and children.
Yes,
happening in the festival.
Yeah,
as well. So I guess people go to the festival brochure to find that.
Yes, I mean, some of them, there are some great things that are for families as well, like the circus. We've got Trap Town. There's going to be a big sort of circus coming to the Dome, which works for all ages, and some lovely outdoor stuff, although one of the outdoor performances we've got is something called Silence, which is down at Black Rock, and that is actually quite dark and heavy, so that is not a family audience. It's got, I think, but that is going to be amazing, quite an intense experience. But then also we've got The Moon, which is going to be up at Queen's Park.
Which looks great.
I know, it's apparently just stunningly beautiful. And there's also Ghost Caribou are going to do a sort of walkabout amongst the sort of performance amongst Under the Moon on Queen's Park. And that's just a fantastic free event. And I think it's very important to have free stuff in the festival as well.
And that was Hilary Cook talking about the vast range of children's events in this year's Brighton Festival. Later on in the programme, we're going to be hearing about Curiouser at the Bright Helm, which runs from this Friday through to Monday.
Melita, I have to say, that interview there, classic Melita phrase of, children's literature has changed quite a bit since Enid Blyton's Secret Seven.
What's wrong with that? It's true. I like the fact that all the kids ask for dead authors. I think that's brilliant.
I know. That's what's the top lineup? Can we please, can Melita and I have Enid Blyton, C.S. Lewis and Tolkien, please? What's the problem with that?